Blog Talk Radio.
Time flies when you have fun.
That's right.
Or when the word is being preached, time flies.
That's right.
Yeah. I had some people tell me sometimes, though, they said, man, when you preach, it's just like, times just, you look up, what, 2 hours already? He said, man, I've been in some Baptist churches, and they preach 15 minutes, man, and I'm about to die trying to stay awake. It's something. Got to have anointing, man. Got to have anointing. You know, sometimes people have that. Never understand, just because you called in a particular area, that don't mean that you, there's no such thing as called to preach. Either you have the preaching spirit in you to minister, or you don't. When Jeremiah said he was going to get shepherds, what was a shepherd for? To tend to the flock, right? It's not to preach to the flock. That's just what America's done made it. That's what, you know, a concrete. We're dealing in concrete, right? A shepherd is there to tend to the flock.
Yes, sir.
Not the priest tool. America's made it preaching. You understand what I mean? It's just that, that's just the way it is nowadays. Well, if you notice, the Christian pastors, boy, they're falling out like flies, ain't they? T.D. Jakes, and I never even knew who this Tony Evans was. And y'all was dealing with these cats down there at Jason Whitlock men. You know, the guys that try to critique us on telling the truth.
Yeah.
And then he referred us to Tony Evans. And, you know, what's amazing to me is that he stepped down after a few years from sin that was so-called committed a couple of years ago. Now, I don't really truly don't care. But the truth is, y'all Christians out there are so screwed up. I would like to know what it is he's stepping down for, because chances are he probably didn't sin. It's just y'all teaches y'all own particular doctrine which goes against Scripture. He probably didn't sin at all. You know how many people out there that are condemned? They conscience condemns them. Now, you know how many folks out there, let's say you're a man and you see a beautiful woman. Now, the book teaches you to turn your head from a beautiful woman, right? But if you admire a beautiful woman, man, and let's just say in today's society, it's pretty easy, because usually the people that are married, they have rings on, a ring on the hand, right? But we see a beautiful woman, a beautiful pagan woman and stuff, you committed no sin because you looked at her and said, man, that's nice. But boy, you give a finish to Christians, boy, they'll make you think you done committed adultery. Huh? Now, you see the reason why a lot of these preachers, I'm telling you, there's a reason why they don't want to debate me, because I'm going to expose, in the midst of that debate, all this false doctrine. So give people something to think about. Give them something to really, truly think about. People are about being condemned, man, of admiring the beauty of a woman. Now, I do believe what the apocryphal says. You see a beautiful woman, turn your head, especially if you are given over to unbridled lust. That means you have no self-control over self. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, over the years, let's skip off there for a second. You know, I had a lot of people. A lot of people don't know that I'm pretty much an easygoing man. Most of y'all, the only thing that you know about me is what you see behind this camera, what you see behind the pulpit. Other than that, you don't know me as a man. You don't know me as a person. I'm pretty much easy going. What was y'all? What do y'all think?
Yes,
y'all think I'm pretty easy going?
Yes,
no, and then a lot of people, you remember me making this statement some time ago, don't mistake my meekness for weakness. You don't believe how many people do that, man. They forget that number one, not only am I a man, but I'm still a man of y'all.
Okay.
And it's just sad how people soon forget. Sooner or later, I'll get to you. Especially if you're in Israel, I'll get to you, because most of y'all are going to direct me to get to you. I'll get to you. Glory to the King. Boy, that beer sure does taste good. I ain't going to lie. That thing tastes good. It does, don't it? Ain't nothing like a good old, like a good cold one. But we got a few things we want to cover here, so I got tens, right? Yep, got tens. Now, when you abstain from all appearance of evil, for instance, you're not going to see Pastor or thou going to know, I don't care if I am invited to some Hollywood actor's party, I'm not going to go there. Why would I want to go there? Think about that. You know what I mean? Especially a rapper's party. I ain't going to no rapper's party, no rock party, ain't going to none of that. Because by the time I get there, the party probably want to either kick me out or the party's over. Just like when I go on these resorts, man, they glad that I'm gone. They probably wish they could put their foot in me as I leave out. And I don't cause no trouble. It's just that, man, you want to talk about certain things, you want to talk about beliefs, man, you entered into the gauntlet then. Don't let you have it, man. Just because stuff is socially acceptable today does not mean that the Most High Yah has changed from his perspective.
Amen.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Yah still holy.
Yes,
ain't going to stay holy. Ain't going to be holy.
Yes.
And don't y'all sit up there and let man sit up there and try to condemn you and judge you over something. And when the book says, blessed is a man that does not condemn himself in that thing in which he allows. And here you are following the straight and narrow way. They want to make you feel like that you off the beaten path.
Right.
Because you being righteous. Now, let me go ahead to the news for a second. I was going to actually go on it on the Patriot channel there. And I talked a little bit about it. Y'all know that Saudi Arabia turned around and left. Well, they didn't leave off. They let the contract expire. They did not renew the petrodollar oil contract with the United States of America. Y'all know that, right? And that's huge. Hmm? So what BRICS is, we often hear that now. I can't believe. Sometimes I have brain fart, you know what I mean, where you just can't recall, you know what I mean? I kept beep, beep, beep. But anyway, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Saudi Arabia. That means Saudi Arabia is part of these BRICS nations. See, all of these people have gotten off of the dollar. And the BRICS nation is the answer to, yeah, let me see them for a second, is the answer to NATO. All right, so a lot of people want to see how little, let's see how Josiah is doing. He just turned 6 months. So look at this. Hey, man, say, hey, everybody. Say, I am 6 months now. Look at it. Look, right here, man, right here. No, you don't look over there. There's nothing over there. Look. I am 6 months now. Look at me. Ooh, look at them legs. See you, man? Do you see you? You see you? Boy, you a looker, ain't you? Mm. Look at them legs, boy. I want y'all to see the side profile of these legs. Ooh-wee. So, yeah, he's flipping over and doing all kind of flipping and everything, talking, doing, you know, this talking. He also do a lot, I call it cicada, but he does a lot of that too. But overall, he's really a good baby. Don't just cry just to be crying. Sometimes, to me, he seemed like a cancer, but he's just trying to communicate. Like today, I was holding him, and he's seen that bottom on the table. And he just started, and I looked to see what he's doing. I said, oh, I get it now. He's talking. You know, get my bottle. You looking at the brothers over there, man? You looking at the brothers? Hmm? These brothers. Look, there's mama right there. All right, man. Good to see you, son. We're going to go ahead and get back to the broadcast, okay? Hallelujah. Man, it's either my shoulder's burning from working out or he gained a whole lot of weight for a woman. Either way it goes, he heavy. He's not as chunky as his Kyle was at that age. He's got like a taper chunky.
Taper chunky.
Selena said, Selena said, look at his stomach over there. I said, yeah, look like his daddy. He runs in the family. He got a one pack.
That's right.
Somebody asked me some time ago, they said, who talks about themselves and burns on themselves and laugh about it? I said, if it's funny, it's funny. Brother, y'all people, man, lighten up. Just lighten up. Enjoy life a little bit. It's short, man. Gee, you ain't got to spend all life upset. Anyway, let's head back to the BRICS Nation here, all right? So, the BRICS Nations is the Europeans' answer, is their answer to European NATO. Now, which I don't really truly comprehend a lot of this stuff that they're doing out there in this world. You follow me? But then they all, the majority of the people that is in the G20, the majority of them is NATO and BRICS. Does that make sense? So I try my best every once in a while. I've narrowed down talking about politics and what's going on in this world to things I know that is appertaining to us that we need to know. I pretty much can talk about all kind of politics all over the world. As a matter of fact, I've actually withdrew myself from a lot of the politics and stuff and just pay attention. I've been mostly paying attention to the economics and stuff because economics and stuff, that's what makes the world run. And also, I took a few notes in here so I wouldn't forget it. All right? I wrote down, so what is the extent? Because, you know, the whole BRICS thing is to de-dollarize the United States dollar and its particular influence out on the world market.
Right.
These people are not trading in petrol dollars. They're not trading in dollars. More. Now, I went over there. You know, we used to be on the gold standard. We were the greatest creditor nation, meaning we were the greatest lender. Now, nobody got us beaten in debt. How do you got all these countries buying your treasury bonds and you still the greatest debtor nation? And you know what the solution is? Print more money. You got the money. How do they keep? I think we got a B grade right now. We're going to go to a D. You think about this. They're out there busting y'all up because you don't have a credit score of 700, and you can't get no loan from them. People, you should want them anyway. But anyway, there's just a lot of things you can't do, and you better pay your bills, or we're going to throw you out on the street. But then you go down to the, what they call them, the welfare office. That's all I know about it. You see all these Mexicans in line and all these illegal immigrants in line, and they get in line. They got signed two forms. They get passports. They get EBT cards. They get business. You stand in line, they're going to interrogate you. They are. Show me your papers. Ain't nothing like America before, isn't it? Ain't nothing like America. Nothing like America. Now, the reason why I know that to be true, because I just had a conversation with a guy this week who works for one of the companies up here, and he told me about it. I'm like, really? They can go get a passport right now and get benefits. And they'll look at him with a smile. What can I do to look Hispanic? I like Pedro. Huh? I need to do something to look Hispanic, man, so I can actually get me some benefits. You look Hispanic, but you ain't in shit. They're going to look you up, put in a database, and go, oh, hell no, you ain't no Pedro, you Ariel. What the hell you trying to do? No, you getting a line just like Ariel, the mannequin. It's sad. And how would you like to be able to go out there and work? Your tax dollars allegedly supposed to be going towards the educational system in your county. Supposed to be going towards the road department. And supposed to be going to pay the employees in your particular county. Then you got federal taxes that you send up to the Fed for them to continue to keep printing money out of thin air and giving all our damn money to Ukraine, who ain't even in NATO. And then they just got together again, the dumb bastards that they are, and just funded them another $50 billion, Ukraine. I'm like, damn, we can't get that shit. Why come we can't get it? I need $50 billion. They know I'm the wrong man. Satan know that. I'm the wrong man on this earth to put $50 billion in his hands. Can y'all imagine what would happen to this ministry at $50 billion? First thing we got to do is we got to vet all the riffraff and the Satanists.
Yes,
see, it'll be easy, though. It'll be easy. First of all, you would never know if I had it. If I did have it, you still wouldn't know I had it. But I know one thing. The real Israelites will be living a life every day to make sure we're getting to the kingdom.
Right.
And I'll watch all the rest of you out there suffer. See, I'm not about this stuff that everybody's your neighbor. When you read the commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. All right, who is their neighbor? The Israelites. Two people. Was the Philistines their neighbor? Well, damn, he sure didn't love them, boy, when y'all sent him out to kill them. See, you think I'm telling you, man, I got to teach you folks how to think, man. I literally got to teach because thinking, you don't have nothing to think about. Everything thinks for you today. I sit there at a register. I hate to say this. I was in Sports Authority the other day. I sit at the register. I gave the guy the money in cash. He did not know how to key in the money. It was over $100. That lost him right there. As long as he was under $99, he was good. As soon as he got, oh, hell. Oh, he couldn't even count. I'm like, and you a white boy? In America? Good. I looked at my Aisha, man. I go, and she looked at me and goes, I go, I said, this is off the chain. He could not, it's one thing to not be able to make change, but it's bad when you can't even key in the entry. He had to call help. And most people will look at it and poo-poo it, and I'm like, I see what's going on. I had a talk with a recruit the other day up in Bowling Green. Because, you know, the military is reactivating retirees because they can't get nobody going in. You know the reason why they can't get nobody going in? Because people can't even pass tests. They can't even pass the interest test. I passed that thing to get in the military. I had to like half of it, and I had to take with mother. Girl, I just started putting dots in. Took off. And still got in. I kid you not. Can you believe that?
Believe.
Probably could have made a better score, you know what I mean? But I was getting ready to go on date, man. See, they were my priority at the time. I didn't want to be there in the first place. Pretty soon, y'all gonna write a book about me, a novel. Anyway, back to the BRICS, all right? So, they said, to what extent and scope is the discussion in which America is involved? All right, so there are three main pillars to this meeting. Talking about this meeting. Number one, I meant to tell y'all that the BRICS and them had a meeting. And that means if they're having a meeting, that means America, Great Britain, Switzerland just came in part of NATO. You know the reason why Switzerland came in part of NATO, right? Because Russia and them raising hell over there, man, right next to the Ukraine. If they're right in the same vicinity, oh, it's good for us to join. They've been holding out all this time. But we better go ahead and join them. So, the first thing that these, and it sounds like, if you listen to American news, that the BRICS nations are like the enemies. But hell, they painted Omar Gaddafi the enemy. They painted Saddam Hussein the enemy. And nothing can be farther from the truth. Hell, they're making the Palestinians the enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you go mad as hell and people do nothing but just damn, first they come and take your land and starve you and put you in utter poverty, will you damn go crazy one day too?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's better to die than to live under those conditions.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, so the three main pillars of this meeting was politics and security, economic and finance, and watch this, the third part was cultural and people to people exchanges. In other words, they are extremely interested in how people from one nation to treat people in another nation. They're the top three priorities there. Shit, not that way with America. See, what Brexit is trying to do is they're trying to move small nations away from, here it is, here they ready, y'all ready for this? Their colonial past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm saying? This whole world as we see it right now, all this is under colonialism.
Yes.
The whole doctrine, the perspective, the ideology, the theology, the way you see things, the way you view things, the way history is written, it's all about colonizing. I really have lost y'all. That's all right. I'm going to teach y'all those. It's my job. See, colonizing or the colonial past is relating to a period. I know it. I know this be true. You know why? Because I went on Google and I got off the dictionary. So these ain't my words. These are their words. Relate to a period when an era in being colonized, an area being colonized, and especially to the period of European colonization in U.S. history between the early 17th century and the late 18th century. That's why you'll see in movies like, I'm like, man, people don't even know what the hell they said. Remember that movie Black Panther when it came out? And then that young woman said, he called that man, the white man, a colonizer. Remember that? She was like, man, she called him a colonizer, and I was like, people don't even know what the hell that she just said. Now, colonizer. A colonizer is a country that sends settlers to a place and establish political control over it. A nation or government that claims a territory other than its own. Does it sound like America been colonized? Forcibly. By taking control over the population and the resources located in the territory and usually sending some of its own people to settle there. Sound like the Pilgrim Zone. Sound like European. That's what happened to America. And so I was having a talk with one of the guys that works at one of the big companies up here, and they had to come out and do some evaluation on some work that we're doing out here. And of course he started, you know, for some reason, I don't know why people are so apprehensive about talking about religion and politics. So the way they approach it over here, they go, well, I don't know how you feel about it. That's how they talk up here in the country. Y'all know I'm thinking about feeling right here. The whole thing, as soon as he said that, first thing I said in my head, it was in my head, I didn't say it to him. I said, why did this feeling y'all a damn thing do about anything? He still went forward and proceeded, though. He said, so I don't know how you feel about it, but, man, we're talking about all the illegals that's coming over and getting all that. I told him flat out what I thought about it, just like what I just told y'all. I'm thinking if you're here, you're born on this soil, you should have first priority. I don't give a damn who you are. Y'all know me. I mean, I got some people, they get offended. The black folks get offended when I call them out. The white folks get offended when I call them out. The Hispanic folks, they get offended when I call them out. All other people, everybody gets offended. So good, I'm glad there's enough offense for everybody to go around. So just go ahead and get a double coating of it. Might as well just get your double coating of it, because, hey, I'm not going to be sitting up here biting my damn nail to the quick, worried about who I'm going to offend or not. As the old saying goes, you're so easily offended, that means you don't love y'all's law, so forget you. Says nothing. You know what I mean? So anyway, and then he goes off. He said, I just don't know what you think about that Israel conflict. I said, oh, I'd be glad. But Brother Bud's sitting right there, Bud, like. I said, yo, I tell you exactly. I said, you know what colonizing is, don't you? That's why I started getting in it. I said, the same thing is going on over there in that land so-called Israel. It's the same thing that happened over here when the Europeans, your people, came over and colonized and killed and murdered and raped and robbed and stealed and pillaged like a bunch of Vikings. America. Same thing going on. And so I'm segueing all that into when you look at NATO nations, you're looking at colonizers in every place. In every place. You follow me? These are, especially down in the islands. The Dominican, Puerto Rico, even parts of Mexico. You go down there, you go to Panama, all these places, including the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then its territories. I mean, all of it, it's all been colonized, everything else. And then you go there, and you'll say, okay, the French, they'll claim the Dominican. You get it? Y'all get this, right? We'll claim the Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and all these other places, right? But when you go to these places, and then you'll get, who's claiming Jamaica right now? Now, Jamaica's independent now, right? But it used to be claimed by, it's either them or Canada, one of the two, Great Britain or Canada. So anyway, when you go there, the whole entire country and the grid means, you know, the electrical grid, phone grid, and the way the roads and everything is, right? It looks like the way our country used to look in the 70s. So when y'all go on here and y'all looking at all these resorts and stuff, that's because the colonizers done bought up all the beach land, put up all that money, make it beautiful, because I'm telling you, from the airport to the resort is H-E-L-L. Y'all hear me? I'm serious. H-E-L-L. It's hell. It don't look, it don't. Even in our rural areas in America, it looks better than their cities. I'm telling y'all the truth, man. So anyway, we got to talking about that, and we got to talking about how that these nations decide they're going to come and take over these other nations. Now, all this has been prophesied over in the book. Every bit of it is. It's just that the Most High God already established boundaries and limitations. And you're not going to get no talk like this because nobody wants to say anything about nothing nowadays. And they want to let anything fly that can fly. So, but before the BRICS nation had their last meeting, they already had $78 billion of bilateral deals that were signed on the sideline of this meeting alone. They had already been brokering deals between themselves, letting you know that they had 100% divorced themselves from the dollar. You can forget the dollars, all right? And so they said the UN remains the cornerstone of international laws, but it needs reforming. The UN is part of the colonization. Are you following me? But it needs reforming, is what they said. To make it more applicable to today's time, that means they want to restructure it. They also mentioned that the G20 alliance remains key for economic cooperation, out of which many of the BRICS nations are part of. So, if I come over here and I start, now if I segue over here to America, and I start talking to you the reason why that these people could appease their conscience and make it seem like that what they're doing is the Lord's work. That's because the Pope waved his little staff 3 or 4 times, gave them a blessing, probably threw some holy water on them and all this other stuff, sanctioned the voyages. Are you following me? And this is called the doctrine of discovery. That's how they appease their conscience, because the doctrine of discovery was invoked as a legal and a religious standing by the Europeans who discovered new lands and violently seized it from people who have been living there. So you see, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So we end up, we just make up stuff. And then we say, God willed it.
Right.
And so now God willed it. Now, y'all hear a twist of new terms now? A twist of new status and every damn thing? A twist of new doctrine. Now the Pope is demanding that America give back the land to the indigenous people of the land. I said, I'll be damned. Pope Francis, I said, boy. Well, which one? You got two popes on that. You got two popes that's still living right now, which I never heard of. That's confusion, two heads. All right? But think about it. What does the book say about the beast out of Revelation?
Right.
And then you also got the black pope. That don't mean because he's black either. It's just like you got the president, and then you have the president.
Right.
Nobody really knows who the president is that's really running America, but we know it ain't Biden.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How in the hell can you get somebody to so-called run the country when he can't even put a Lego system together? Yeah, and he's shitting on himself up there on the stage in France. You see, teacher, I've been trying to clean up my mouth here a little bit, man. Even though I know the caca, even though I know that shit ain't a bad word, but he was sitting over there literally going in his defense on stage. First hate guy, when that guy said, he is literally poo-pooing on himself. I'm like, nah, man, you got to be kidding. I look at the video, and I looked at him. I said, he's telling the truth.
Ooh.
He is telling the truth. Ooh. Boy. And so with that said, we're going to go ahead and segue off into, excuse me, what I want to speak about today. If y'all been dealing, man, I'm telling you what, man, this week, I don't know what in the hell is going on. There's got to be something going on in the air or something. Because I don't know, I have no fever. You know what I mean? I'm not running. I don't feel bad. But, man, I've been having my nose, I've been having to blow my nose 1,000 times a day. You know what I mean? And sometimes I have to just spit out phlegm and shit. I'm like, what the hell is, what is going on? You understand what I mean? I'm like, what is it? You dealing with that too? Really? I'm like, man, what is going on out here? Do we need to walk around in gas masks?
Air quality past 2 days has been under a poor air quality alert for the past 2 days. It expired here about 4:00.
About tomorrow. It needs to expire real quick because, and when I look out there, I don't see nothing but air. And I can't even see air. You know what I mean? I don't see, you know, I'm like, what are they using to measure this quality of air? You know what I mean? So let me go ahead and talk to us truthfully, all right? Like I always do, all right? All right? Now, I don't know why it continues to keep coming up, but I'm sure that this broadcast is going to reach whoever needs to hear. And no matter how many times that we say it and how many times we discuss it, first of all, let's look at this from this point of view and perspective. We are real Israel. Y'all got that, right? We're Israel. We are real Israel, okay? This created, that's how I talk to this guy like that over there too. I said, man, y'all people are so disturbed and confused. Now, when you pick up the scriptures, right, you make an association. When you read Israel, your pea brain mind goes, you think about that country over there, and you think about the people that are in that land. You think that they are real, you think they are the people that you're reading about in this book. That's confusion. And then you get the Christians coming out here telling you that we need to support Israel. And the Christians will not support Israel if they damn eternal soul depends on it. See, what they did is they called the people Israel, but they ain't Israel. Paul even told us not everyone that stated that Israel is what?
Israel.
We refer that to people over in America. Think there hardly anybody over here in America that say that they're Israel. We're the only ones that really truly say that we're Israel.
That's
for those of us who are informed. And that's just a very small percentage. I'm talking about less than a 0.5% of the population over here. That truly is a remnant.
Yes, sir.
Them people claim to be Israel. But it's a Zionist liberal state is what it is. Now, the problem is this. You get people out here who claim to be Torah teachers, Messianic Jew teachers, messengers of the name. They claim it's something really wrong with them. Because even tonight, some stuff I'm going to talk about, I wish I'd love to be able to save it for the debate, but it ain't going to never happen because one minute people want to have a discussion with me, then after they have a discussion with me, they don't want to have no more discussion. They just divorce themselves totally from me. Take off, run, Trey. They just leave me, man. And so, think about this for a second. I know and you know, because we're students of words. According to what the prophecies say, according to what the Torah says and the law says, according to what the prophets, all the people, listen, real, true Israel. I'm going to say something right here, all right? Y'all sure y'all heard me say this many, many times. I don't know if y'all understand what I mean. I'll tell you what, let me ask this question first before I go forward. Do y'all understand what I mean when I say that we are in exile to Yah? If you know, if you understand what I mean, type in a Y. If you don't, type in a no. Or N for no. Because we got to go here first. You know what I mean? We got to go here first. There's some empanadas.
Jamaican beef patty.
No, Jake, no. Is it got Mario's?
Wagyu
in that. No, sister. It ain't got Wagyu. Is it got... Wait a minute. I'm just
saying. Beef, yeah.
I understand that, but does it got Mario, you know, his little sauce? The sauces and the bosses of sauce.
She made a sauce.
I mean, I'm not going to eat it anyway. I'm just asking.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to eat it right anyway.
Very good. She did a good job.
I'll be the all thing. So all you got, all these yeses. So I guess I can skip on. I don't even talk about it then, because everybody know that we're in exile.
I would like to
eat
it.
You would like for me to expound. I mean, we got all these smart people here. There's not one damn Ian in here. I can't believe it. There's not one Ian in here. There's one Ian now. My next thing is I'm going to sit back. I want y'all to explain to me here. Let me relax for 1 second. Now the Ians are coming in because all the false people done started chickening out now. See, we got to stop that mess. If you don't know, just say you don't know. So that way when you get taught, then you can say, I know, then you can go teach somebody else. Don't ever come up under the assumption that you already know when you don't know. Does that make sense? Well, we'll see how many people know what that means to be in exile of y'all after I get finished. How about that? Now, when I say that we're in exile to Yah, don't y'all know it's been well over 2,000 years? Well, it's been about 2,000 years since the temple been destroyed. The tabernacle.
Right.
Is that right? 2,000 years since the tabernacle been destroyed. All right? The law and the prophets spoke about that time when it would happen. And the law said, basically, we will never be, I'm going to use modern day terms so we can understand it, we will never be a state again. In other words, we would never own our own country for our own land and call it Israel. So then you got to ask yourself, well, what are these people doing then? And then you got these folks over here that said, we need to go to Israel for the feast. Now y'all see the reason why I be looking like this. These folks, they really truly don't know what they're talking about. You see what I'm talking about? Because, watch this, teach go to Leviticus 26:33. Are y'all sure y'all want to hear this? Because y'all need, you know, one thing I'm going to use a righteous pride about in straightway is that our people over here are extremely informed. So that when you go out and you have dialogue with people, you ever notice when y'all try to have dialogue with people, they'll listen to you now that you can watch their spirit drop off after a minute, and then they thought they wanted to have dialogue, but then after they don't, they found out that you ain't just like anybody else, just out there on the street running by and raise up. Man, Leviticus 26:13, watch it.
And I shall scatter you among the nations.
Wait. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, before he finishes this, I want y'all to hear that first part right there, right? Let's just say, and let's just play this game, that the Khazars and the Ashkenazis are y'all's original people. First of all, if that was the case, what the hell are they doing in Russia?
Right.
Russia and Georgia. Not the state of Georgia, not over there. All right. What land or state did they own while they were in exile up in Russia? Why did they have their own particular land and for themselves in Germany under Hitler? That makes sense. Where's the state? See, for almost 2,000 years until we got to this last part of the century right here in 1948, they never owned no land. Israel as a whole never, we definitely ain't owned no land. We know we Israel. We definitely, we read that, we can relate to this. Are you following? And we sat up there, I sat up there looking at this stuff, and then you got these ignoramuses buffoons. These damn orangutans today. Instead of think they can handle scripture, and he got this, we need to go up to Jerusalem three. I go up once a year, but it says three times a year. Why? Once a year is not three times a year. But if you go up to Jerusalem, where's the temple? Where's the tabernacle? Who's the priest of it? See, to me, you boarding on the abomination to make a desolate. You getting close to it, you teeter right on it. Because the Messiah says, neither on this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, will you worship the Father. Oh, you need to go to Jerusalem. Well, who are you going to believe? You can't have it both ways. The true worshipers, how are they going to worship him? So if I tell you, you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. Why get offended by it? I just probably gave you the greatest lifeline in all of eternity. But you took it as an offense when I'm trying to give you a lifeline.
Wow.
Ain't nobody trying to one-up nobody.
Wow.
Maybe that's a perfect opportunity to hit pride to see if you have humility.
Yeah.
Talking to anybody out there.
Yeah.
We live on the side of a mountain, man, up here, man, and we know this. How is it that y'all don't know this and y'all reading the same book we read? It just starts to make sense. So you got people telling you need to go up where? Who we going to report to? Who we going to see? Who we going to talk to? Who we going to give our tithe to? Who we going to give our offer to? Who are the people we going to be gathering with? You go to this part of that house of irrepute, Tel Aviv, that's worse than San Francisco and Atlanta put together. A house of sodomites. But we going to go up. There's no temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, that, I mean, y'all been talking to us and telling us this, and it's just like we ignore it. Everybody, oh, I'm Torah, I'm Torah. You ain't Torah. Because you do it, if you didn't know Torah, you know, first that which is natural, then that which is what?
Spiritual.
It's still the same, but your interpretation is off. Reason why it's off, because you don't have a ruach.
Reach.
They that are led by the Spirit of Yah, these are the sons of Yah. Believe me, I'm throwing daggers all over the place, man.
Jesus.
Woo. Some folks are like, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it. Just keep listening. I mean, you might have to go back and listen to a rebroadcast. Keep reading, teach, watch this. Start again.
And I shall scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desert.
No, we're going to create a new statehood.
Desert.
And your what?
And your cities, ruins.
Going to be destroyed. Was that not the last of us when Titus came in, when Rome brought Titus in and just really just annihilated all of Jerusalem?
Yes, sir.
Since when have we been the authority and occupied that land? So let me see. Oh, wait a minute. All of a sudden, you know, hey, we got these people that have no genetic link to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, or none of them. All of a sudden, now they're Jews. Now, you know, the Americans and the Great Britain, they decided to just put them in the land of Palestine. Did the same thing he did over in America. And now we're going to call them Israelis. Notice, they tell the truth, though. See, people are so dumb, they can't say they're Israel. Cause they say they're Israelis, and people still are hard. Look why they say, but we'll call the country Israel.
Jewish.
You see what I'm saying? And here we are sitting up there just as dumb and stupid, like we trying to be some type of intelligent. You get it? Y'all already prophesied we're going to be scattered amongst the heathen. Read Deuteronomy 4:25. Y'all writing this down? We're going to run through these scriptures here real quick, all right? Then we're going to run to the prophets too, okay?
Yes, sir.
Read.
When you shall beget children.
Uh-oh.
And children's children.
All right.
And you shall have remained long in the land.
Now, wait. How long we been in America? Let's just use America right now. We've been a long time, ain't we? Come on.
And shall corrupt yourself.
Oh, how do you corrupt yourself? Sunday, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, St. Patrick's Day. That's how you corrupt yourself. Because you know all those days, but you don't know y'all laws. When you have corrupted yourself, you've been there a long time. Why? One generation is uncomfortable in the past. And each successive generation, they continue to keep lightening up the law, statutes, and commandments. And we continue to learn more of the ways of the heathen. So when Jeremiah was saying, don't learn the ways of the heathen, for their customs are vain. When he's telling you that, you stand up there thinking, hey, you don't even consider yourself a heathen now. Because now you done assimilated with the people of the land.
Wow.
You see what I mean? Anytime I quote anybody, everybody asks me, who are you? I'm an Israelite. You're from Israel? I said, how can I be from Israel when I am Israel? You ain't from no Israel, okay? You ain't from Europe. I've got a Germanic line. I said, I'm not fighting with you, buddy. How the hell are you going to tell me who I'm not? I'm just making the same insinuation that you are. Oh, you calm down now. Gather yourself. Most people don't want to have these dialogues, man. They simply don't. Yeah, I'm Israel.
That's right.
And I'm not Israel. Y'all seen Ron Dalton lately, right? He's going to change his whole doctrine. Y'all might as well take them books out from Negroes and Hebrews and Negroes. Y'all only take the scripture part of it, expound on the rest of it, take that shit and throw it out and burn it now. Because now only the Bantu people are the Israelites. And he Bantu N1, B1, BBZD, genetic link, what they call this stuff, when you're doing a test, when you try to find out who your bloodline is. What? Genealogy. I can prove who I am. You can prove you're a Pratt and heathen. You know I can finish all that stuff? Y'all know them that are his. And if you have not the spirit of Messiah, then you're none of his. There you go right there. Why? He ain't never healed nobody. Not one person of being sick. He never cast out one devil. How can the hell can you say you Israel when you have not done what the Messiah said you would do? You got people putting words and laying claims, but in action and function, they ain't nobody. Only Israel has the right to do the miracles and works of Yah. See what I'm talking about? And everything in this world been so damn cross-pollinated and stuff, you don't even know who the hell you are. That's why you better not know no man after the flesh, but by the Spirit. You become full circle back around when it all in order. Reteach.
And shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh Elohim to provoke him to anger.
You can't even come to America without tripping over all the images over here. They everywhere. They're lining people front yards, back yards, mailboxes, churches, downtown, uptown, side town, in town. I mean, you name it. Man, idols are everywhere in this land. They have inundated this land. Keep reading.
I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, and you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it.
Read Deuteronomy 11. Verse 16. Everybody understand what I'm saying right now, right? Y'all at the same point? Well, y'all not eating tonight or something? Y'all done turned out all the food? Because, man, usually they be in here. Ah, I know what it is. TJ ain't here. I gotta say this, man. That damn TJ, man, he sure can drum, boy. That's a drum. That brother's a drummer, man. You got to give credit where credit's due, man. I sit and listen to him, man. I'll be like, you understand what type of precision it takes to play like that and timing? Man, he rebukes me. That's why I sit down on the bottom of the stage. I just tell him what I want him. And he tries to interpret my broken and garbled language. Man, be getting it. Y'all see me, I'm trying to turn over everything. You know, go play. Today they said we was going to play. We was practicing a couple of songs, and it was two bar chord songs back to back. I was all, no, I'm done. My hand been nothing fell off me by now. Shoot, man. Y'all go ahead, get after it, man. Y'all have it, man. Come on, teach. Where we at? Deuteronomy 11, 16? Now, listen, we done heard so far what the law is saying, right? This is prophecy. Come on.
Take heed to yourself.
And do what?
That your heart be not deceived.
See, now, how many, y'all heard me talk about that, preach that, right? You worried about everybody deceiving you, but you're not worried about your own wicked ass heart. Can I slow this down for a minute? I won't need you here for a moment. I want y'all to listen to me, and listen to me very closely. There has never on this earth been anyone that has been a greater deceiver than you, yourself. I was talking about Isha's this week. And you know what I said to him? This is after me doing some deep thought. I said, you need to thank the Father. All y'all do. That there's a man that's willing to get out here and work and grind so you can put your feet up under the table and eat. Yeah. To work and grind to make sure you got a roof over your head. Because we're a very ungrateful and unthankful generation. You know, we'll sit there and complain about the very person that's feeding us. What kind of shit is that in this man? You talking about, you can't get no more ungrateful than that. You'll sit down and find fault with the person that loves you enough to cover you and feed you and protect you. Look at the devil, and the devil is a goddamn liar. And you wonder who the devil is. before we even started this thing, man, I used to work 2 and 3 jobs. Mother Carol will tell you, man, what you want for lunch? Does it just make me chicken salad sandwich? Just make another chicken salad for all week? I'll eat it all week long. She at home, homeschooling, taking care of the home. Hey, that's enough in itself. That's a job in itself. I'm out there busting my ass. You understand what I mean? Literally busting my ass. Working my ass off hard, too. And I'm eating chicken salad sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about it either. Some of you got your sons and your brothers taking care of you. You better start giving thanks to what thanks to do instead of being so damn ungrateful about every damn thing and complaining about every damn thing. See, it ain't until you start counting blessings, and that's the one thing we don't do. But we're too busy bitching about every damn thing. And we don't even give thanks to Yah for the strength that even give the head and the authority is in our lives to provide for us and stuff, to be grateful and to be thankful. Now, we sure as hell full of murmuring and complaining, though. We sure have put a finger on fault finding and every damn thing else. See, this preaching right here.
This preaching.
You ain't never had it so good in your life, women, children. You ain't never had it so good in your life than a man that fears Yah, to keep his commandments, and then to walk this walk out and to do it the way Yah said it and keep you protected and fed. Ain't no damn body else in your family would do it.
Preacher.
The preacher just stepped in.
Yeah.
Look on sitting, bitch. Some of you got it better than you ever had it in your life. Tell me I'm lying.
True.
It's time to give thanks. With a grateful heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because I tell you one thing, when that man out there busting his ass, he's giving thanks to the Father every day. Them praying men are out there rejoicing in the Father every day. Only come home, got to fight out in the world, come home, got to fight again. Oh, boy. That wicked-ass spirit. All right, we'll get back on the mess. I'm through preaching right now. See, and everybody wants to see. That's the reason why you get hated. Because you talk like that. Tell the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you teach?
7:16.
Yeah, you didn't finish. Read on.
Then keep to yourself that your heart be not deceived. If you turn aside and serve other mighty ones and worship them.
Oh, hold on for a second. I had a woman the other day I was listening to on YouTube. And she was, it was one of them damn women shows. You know, you get one of those feeds in your side, and sometimes you go, do I really want to do this? I don't know if I want to do this. I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. Click. You start listening to these women talk to yourself like this. And she's trying to explain, and got all these women co-signing her while she's the prize. I said, wait a minute, women outnumber men almost 7-1 nowadays. You're talking about you the prize. So, you know, my first question, well, what do you bring to the table since you're the prize?
Right.
So there's a bunch of vaginas out there.
True.
I'm listening to them. I said, why can I be invited on this? I only got one statement to make. And I shut the whole show down. Listen to this rhetoric. It was like 15 minutes. I couldn't stand them on 3-4 minutes. And I had to cut it off, man, just to keep my sanity. I had just one statement to make, just one. And I'm going to give y'all the knowledge of that statement that I was going to make. You know who controls relationships? Men do. You know why? See, the women think they're the ones that's saying yes because of the confusion in society got men down on their damn knees. Asking for your hand in marriage and all this bullshit. I was a heathen and didn't even believe that shit. That's mother girl and I, we got married. Look in the glove compartment. Nah, yeah, you good. You don't want it, you can put it on your hand. Did y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, a woman said, well, I do this and I do that and I do this and I do that. We got 20,000 other women can do that. Men are the one who say yay or nay if they're going to receive you into their home and cover you for the rest of their life.
Really?
It's just that men are so busy catering to women, they, you don't even know what the hell you are. We were talking about Israel and exile, and we are talking about that.
Yep.
Deacon Samuel said, preach. I'm going to preach, Deacon. Glad I got an amen corner. You and, at least you and Pastor Muir up in there. See what I mean? Men, you are the one that control relationships. You can accept, bring them in, you can terminate it. God giving you that power. And let eternity do the judging.
Yes, sir.
What the hell you care about an American court system or any other heathen court system in the world? Just be right with Yah. Oh, I wish he would shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel be barking like that, don't she? Mm-hmm. Remember Jezebel?
Ooh.
The prophecy said the dogs. And the dogs did. So did. Dogs ate your pretty ass up. All right, let's get back to the message before we discourage. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on, T.
And serve other mighty ones and worship them. And then God's wrath be kindled against you and he shut up the heavens. That there be no rain, that the land yield not her fruit.
All right. Y'all get that, right? Come on. You didn't read the same verse, right? No. Okay. Go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. See, we're going to lay this line. I hope y'all, writing down and taking notes of this stuff. Y'all need this stuff. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, man, don't miss these scriptures. Because I would like a lot of these messianics today, explain me these. Read.
God shall bring you and your king, which you shall set over you, unto a nation whither neither you nor your fathers have known.
And you're going to skip on down to verse 63.
And it shall come to pass that as Yah rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so Yah will rejoice over you to destroy you.
Now, y'all hear that, right? Why? Because we are stiff-necked, stubborn, rebellious, stout-hearted people. I will say it again. Don't y'all ever take issue with me. You take issue with me with what I'm saying, it ain't me. It's him you're taking issue with. Y'all said, I looked out. Among men. And I found one among the powers. Y'all said that. One among the powers. But a woman I found not. I am not the miss. Look, the best, that could have been the best information you ever heard.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just determine not to be like this.
That's
all you got to do, just determine. I'm going to be set apart and be holy. Shit, I'm going to set up and be like the rest of this damn world, this bastardized world. You understand what I mean? I'm going to be like a Suzanne and Esther. You know, some righteous men, women. Miriam, somebody, Berg, Yahshua. It'll be some righteous women. You get that? Read.
And bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither you go.
Whoa. You'll be plucked off the land. So how can you inherit land when you're plucked off of it? Can anybody answer that? Now, Bible verses that say that the Israelite people will be gathered in from exile only when Messiah comes. Let's go to Isaiah 11. Read verses 1 through 12. Is everybody doing fine first? I tell you what, we're going to take a break here right now, all right? Let's take a break. Give about a 5-minute, what, 2-3-minute break, something like that, for station identification. So those of you who want to be coming over and listen to us on Patreon, support us on Patreon, YouTube, continue to keep contacting us. Let us do it. Come on, Brother Israel. Send us to a commercial break.
Stay on. Join Patreon with Pastor Dallas to get all the unfiltered truth.
You feel good? Huh? Come on, man. Y'all pray for me, man. I'm one of the last dying breed of men in this world, man. I'm one of the last dying breed men with four heads in this family.
If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry with Cash App.
Hey, everybody need to be a hoe? Hell no! I need to be a hoe. You need to be a hoe. But Jesus is the only one that can make you whole. Hallelujah. Spirit, body, and soul. Hallelujah.
Be sure to tune in to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow.
Hey, Pastor Mirror, I was just thinking here the other day, man. So, you know, because you and I was talking the other day, and I was thinking, man, I need everybody to listen to me on this, right? Because we think we're just here of our own volition sometimes. No. Y'all said you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. I want y'all to listen to me. I'm getting ready to say it. I'm getting ready to be really profound right now. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all has always used a man to carry the message. Ain't no woman out here preaching the message to get folks saved alive. It's not designed for them to do that. It's for a man. I just thought to myself, I said, you know what? I don't care if I stayed in Germany, in the islands. I don't care where I was in the world. The Most High Yah had a particular time that he had ordained that he was going to save me. You know how I know? Because the book said, and when the fullness of time came, I'm like, whoa. This purpose is on, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen. This is called predestination, man. I'm like, it don't make no difference. Who I was with, where I was, in this world, Yah had already predestined. He had already chosen and picked the time. You are going to be a preacher. You are going to do my will. You are going to be my servant. Just think about all the stuff you've done in this world, man. I don't care who it was. I will say it again. A man is ordained to carry this message
right.
And this word.
That's right.
Not a woman. A man is.
Yes, sir.
Boy, some of y'all better give glory to the Father and thank Yah that the day came that you tuned in and had the ears to hear this man.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Because this man's going to tell you about the man.
Yes.
Man. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I start thinking about stuff like that. That's why I keep saying over and over again. I don't care how many crowns we amass, whatever it is. Man, when we see him in all his splendor and all of his glory, man, we're going to turn around and we're going to have all these crowns, man. I'll be happy to slide every one of them back to you. What can I couldn't do none of it without you. You gave me the life. You gave me the breath. You gave me the strength. You gave me the anointing. You wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You gave me a spirit to compel me to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Man, what can I do to say thank you? What can I do?
Come on.
Man. We better stop the foolishness. We better stop the foolishness right now. Man.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And guess what? And I hadn't been told. I'm going to tell you right now, you women, you better listen to your husbands. I'm going to tell you that right now. You better listen to your husbands. You know why? Because he's your salvation. Man. Elder Rob said, this is too heavy for the soft and docile. You got that right. Too heavy. Tell me that ain't impactful.
Yeah.
See, when I started talking like that, the first thing it should have did, your mind should have went into is the way you were going, the way you were living, and then y'all got a hold of it. You couldn't skip out on it.
No.
You couldn't.
Man.
It was crazy. It was just like almost us having our own Damascus Road experience. Everybody else around us going on like world, and we're sitting there like, y'all don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all ain't got this thing. What the hell? Y'all don't see what I see, hear what I hear. Oh, no. We just found, oh, you're just a bad man. You're going to go, what?
Yep.
Man, do y'all be the Lord.
Yeah.
Do y'all
hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's stuff like that that brings the humility. Now you really truly understand what salvation is. Salvation is because he is saving you. You got that right.
Man,
you're an enemy of Yah. And then he showed you how to repent. I know how to repent. Didn't even know how to repent. He just put it in me. All he needed was my confession, agreement. Off and running, I went. He didn't let me down. I can't let him down. Can't do it. You know one passage of the word that always stays in my mind, though? The suffering for the present time is not worthy to be compared with what will be revealed. Man, all this suffering is light affliction. It's like compared to Messiah, light affliction. Light affliction. I'm glad to be here in this spot, in this place, because I know one thing. When Yah picked and chose me, he knew that he's going to pick someone that's going to stand flat-footed and going to tell you the unadulterated, uncompromising truth plus nothing. Glory to the King.
Glory.
This is not real. Then he sets up this order that we got today so we can encourage each other, be a benefit to each other, be a help to each other. That's why I keep telling, man, everybody say, I keep trying to tell you, y'all gonna get it one day. The preacher or the one that is standing out in front of you running his damn mouth, that ain't the greatest of the calling in the kingdom. It's the one that's been back there praying that nobody even knows about. They're the one that's helping direct y'all's hand. Y'all, they're already directing the guy, but they're the one that's bringing it in by staying closer to it.
Yeah.
And everybody want to get out here and be seen with your funky ass. Who the hell are you? Well, Jesus, but you say you out of... Okay, so I guess you want to be seen like me then. Come on, man. I'm a hated man. I've done zero person wrong, but I'm hating. Go figure that one out. Then you want that type of reputation? Boy, that Jesus. Man, that Jesus. Man, are we going to have a family reunion?
Yeah.
What did he call? We're going to have a family reunion. We're going to look back on these life's trials that seem so small back then. We are going to have a reunion, an eternal reunion. That's why I keep telling y'all, man, these blog talk shows, man, they can easily end up being Shabbat messages. I think that Satan is busy on distracting. But y'all not seen my footprint the last few weeks. So I have to get him along. Why am I done with the war right now? Because they all been tapped out. Pop, 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 pop. I'm good. Hey, let's move on. Y'all ain't noticed that?
God bless
you,
babe.
Yep. You know what I mean? I done tapped out. I'm back focused. Y'all can't tell I'm back in the... I'm back right back in the bank like I ain't never missed a step.
Yep.
Y'all can't tell these videos.
I can't.
The preaching and teaching is going on, man. Shoot, man. It's like, man, we've been to war. All right, good. We back home now. We in Isaiah, right? 11:1. All praise the Most High, y'all. All praises to the Most High, y'all, man. There ain't nothing like him, man. Let me tell y'all something. You men out there, y'all need to work out. Y'all really truly need to work on the bitch spirit.
Yeah.
What is that, Pastor Dow? In feminine.
Yeah.
Y'all need to work on that shit, man. Y'all better stop these damn emotions and feelings like women, man. Y'all are men.
Right.
You're designed and built like y'all.
That's right,
man. You better stop this shit. See, one of men's biggest mistakes in the world is is you trying to make a choice and decision while you're trying to take into account how your wife feels.
No way.
How the hell are you going to be led by that damn thing if you don't care about what she feels? That don't mean that you don't know that she's there, but you got to make the right choice and decision for the family because you said, as God leads.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Okay, man.
Go ahead.
Teacher, is there a year you want to go back to and redo again? Hell no. That's the right answer. There's not a damn year I want to go back and do again. Not a one. You hear me? I'm out. My time's up. I'm dust. I'm Kansas. I'm dust in the wind. Time was here. That's what happened to every other great man of y'all. Every other Israelite. Every other brother and sister that was righteous in y'all. The time it was here and it was gone.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
That's right.
Our time is here. Better make the best of it and the most use of it. And be the greatest example of it. And then after that, we gone.
Yes,
sir. Well, we gone to the kingdom.
That's right.
The place that we wanted to be.
That's right.
So don't let your life be in vain. Isaiah 11:1. Come on, teacher. Let's go ahead and read. Let's run on with it.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse.
Uh-huh.
And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of God shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of God.
Yeah.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of God. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
Now, y'all remember I put emphasis on a video earlier this week when I spoke about y'all is going to judge the thought and the intent. Well, Pastor, God, I didn't hear that. Keep doing what you're doing. It's more important than what's meant in the word, though. I can tell you that. And I said, boy, Father, I sure do thank you for judging the intent because, man, my words can sometimes be mistaken. Can't you? Thank you that you see greater than what man could ever see.
Yes.
The thought and the intent of a man. So I read on, teacher.
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity.
And you, y'all hear that? And with righteousness he's going to judge the what?
The poor.
The poor are the ones who inherit the kingdom. Come on.
And reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth.
Boy, that's coming. That's prophecy right there. Y'all get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming, right? Come on.
And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them.
Can you imagine it? A wolf and a lion and a little child is going to lead them. We know what kind of condition we're shooting, man. You damn it. Yet you're going to lead them? Man, what a kingdom that's going to be. Every time the fall feast come along, man, these scriptures resonate in my spirit as we walking along. Oh, don't get me wrong. I be blowing trumpets and stuff, but these, man, they be in my mind. Why are we here?
That's good.
Are y'all following?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And the cow and the bear shall feed. The young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. Like the ox.
Do you believe that a lion will eat straw like the ox? You know that's the king. You know that's the king. You know that's the king.
That's right.
Come on.
And the suckling child shall play on the hold of the ass. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of God, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles see.
Here we go.
And his rest shall be glory.
Read on, read on, read on.
And it shall come to pass in that day.
In that day. In that day.
That Yah shall set his hand.
For what?
Again, the second time.
The first time. The first time is when he brought him out of Israel.
Yes, sir.
But it's going to be that the Yah's going to set his hand out.
Second
time. What you gonna do, y'all? What you gonna do a second time? Read.
To recover the remnant of his people.
Whoa. Just from the land of so-called Israel. That the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim and all the so-called Jews occupied. No, the second time. He gonna recover his people. Where he gonna recover his people from?
Which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt,
Mizraim,
from Pathros, from Cush,
now we're going off down into the land of Ham, and from where?
And from Elah,
and where else?
And from Shanah,
and where else?
And from Ammon,
and we're all over in the east now, come on,
and from the eyes.
So Yah know them that he is, and he know where they at. And from the what?
Islands of the sea.
Oh man. I hope y'all hear this the way I'm hearing this. Come on.
And he shall set up an instant for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel.
Whoa. The outcast of what?
Israel.
So Israel is what? The outcast?
The outcast of.
And what?
And gather together.
The what?
The dispersed of Judah.
So don't tell me we're not in exile. And he solidifies by saying what?
Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So how in the hell can them damn people be Israel alone sitting there in that land? You people, man, somebody, man, y'all need to be hit upside the head with a sledgehammer. You can't be that damn dumb. Not for real. You can't be that damn dumb. Y'all know more than y'all do. You trying to make prophecy happen by having these little fundraisers. Support the Jews from getting from Russia. If you make a $500 donation, that will send them a one-way ticket to Israel. This foolishness goes on. Don't teach. God just got finished telling you where he going to gather Israel from. When he got finished calling those nations, then he said the whole earth. The whole earth. Second time. Second time. That's all like a new shirt, too, though. Second time. Man, that's beautiful. Ezekiel 37, 21 through 24. Israel, I can only hope y'all enjoying this broadcast tonight, though. Y'all see the reason why, given the political climate that we're in right now, why I have to talk about stuff like that? I've got to. I can't get my spirit, can't get no rest without it. Y'all need to know. Hezekiah 37, verses 21 through 24. Everybody doing all right, Israel? I love y'all, Israel. I'll tell you what, though, man. I love my family, too, that y'all give me, man. Give me a beautiful family, man. It's a beautiful thing. I call myself an old man. Most people don't. I still call myself an old man. to have seed at this old age, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's beautiful. It really is. All right, let's get in it. Come on, teacher. Now, remember the prophets now. Remember this. Hey, y'all, you know, can I help us out here for a second before we get started? I don't know. I can't teach this to you. It's either in you or not. I don't do too good reading scripture after the American sort. You understand what I mean? I can sit there and start in the morning to read scripture, and I may get two or three scriptures in an hour, and that's far as I went. Because I'm just meditating. You understand what I mean? And if I come across a word, I'll try to see what this word is meaning with this word over in the same context and what another prophet said and what the law. Man, I'm like literally all over the place. What pissed me off more than any damn thing? I'd be up 2 o'clock in the morning, next thing you know, it's 6. I'm like, you shitting me? If I was out here working all day long, time don't fly that fast. Huh? It's like you can never spend enough time with y'all. Y'all hear me? You can never spend enough time with y'all. Come on, teach. Let's get on back. You know, I have these moments. And let's start again at verse 21.
To say unto them,
mm-hmm.
Thus says Yah, Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen.
Whoa. So if Israel is just in that land of Palestine that they took, sacked, robbed, raped, pillaged, killed, stole, and they put the so-called Israel in there. And they're the only heathens. Are you following? If we follow that thought, then what are y'all talking about? Because the heathens are the Americans, the Europeans, the Chinese, the Japanese, all these other damn nations. If you ain't Israel, you a heathen. Read on.
I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone.
Then what are you going to do?
We'll gather them on every side and bring them to the land of their own.
Are you going to gather on every side?
Every side.
So let's go back to Isaiah 11. That don't mean go there. That means from the four corners of the earth. From every side. So he's going to gather you from everywhere. Read on.
I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel.
Now what, is that not prophecy? Didn't he say all Israel shall be saved, be delivered? All Israel? All the house of Israel and the house of Judah? All Israel shall be delivered, shall be saved? Read on.
One king shall be king to them all.
And that king is going to be King Yahshua, King Jesus.
Yes,
that's the only king you ever going to know.
Yes,
ever going to know.
Yes,
and you will bow. Oh, so check this shit out, man. Man, oh boy, y'all got to hear this. I got to put my eyes on this. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick. So I came across some old archive stuff, okay? Man, where is it? Let me see if I can pull it up. Y'all cannot miss this. All right, here we go. Ah, shoot. Let me go back one. Okay. All right. See, I remember, y'all ever heard of a guy by the name of Anton LaVey?
Mm-hmm.
He was the head of the Church of Satan. So I found some writings of his. The founder, as a matter of fact, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is ass. He was right there. See his funky ass? Huh? All right, so watch this. Oh, he been dead. Oh, he dead. He dead, dead. He twice dead. So watch this. So, the founder, First of all, if y'all listen to me, type in four. Give me a four if you listen. Because I want to put a defibrillator on people's mind. We're getting ready to go down the list here for a second, all right? So, the founder of the Church of Satan, the famous Satanist, Anton Salvador LaVey. Last deathbed words were, and this is confirmed. So all you Satanists out there that are glorying in this stuff, listen real close. Oh my, oh my, what have I done? There's something very wrong. There is something very wrong. There is something very wrong. So a lot of times, poor people crossing over, they have an experience. What's the name of those people? The Baha'i faith and all these other people, there's books out there of people who are dying without Yahshua as Savior. They got some bad testimony. There are people that are screaming and hollering. I've seen it. People are screaming and hollering because they made the wrong choice, didn't want to follow Jesus all their life. Then they're talking about, they're trying to literally, like, as dead as they are on that damn bed, getting ready to check out, they literally come to life, it looks like, while their eyes closed, trying to climb up out of the damn bed. Meaning climb up out of the pit that they're falling into. All because they were too arrogant. Too prideful. Too full of self-will. To repent and humble themselves and turn from the wicked way. Voltaire. He came before LaVey. 1694 to 1778. An atheist said, I am abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell. Oh, Jesus Christ. David Hume, 1711 to 1776, an atheist, said, while dying in utter despair, I am in flames. Sir, you've been the Lord now. Thomas Scott, 1808 to 1878. An atheist said, until this moment, I thought that there was neither a God nor hell. Now I know and feel that there is both. And I am doomed to perdition by the just judgment of the Almighty. Are y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Eternity is too long to be wrong. In other words, you better be informed now. I got a song. I'm not going to sing it all now, but yes, God, Yah is real. You better believe I'm saying it. Yes, Yah is real. Passed out, I don't see how in the hell can the Most High God send somebody like you into his kingdom. That's why it takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Because you think I'm rough. When I look at the prophets and John, I'm like, man, I'm definitely on the rocker room stage, man. I'm still in diapers. Cloth diapers. With clothespins hanging on. I'm not nowhere near Elijah. I'm not nowhere near these cats. Father, please help us. If anything, it's an indictment against us. Let us know how soft we are in this generation. What we had to teach?
Today shall be no more two nations.
What verse
22 of 37.
Verse 22 of 37. Come on.
Today shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things.
You know the reason why? Because we're going to be in the kingdom. We're not going to be in exile to Yah with all these pagan nations, with all these pagan gods. Read on.
Nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them all. They save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned. And will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their own people. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment, and observe my statutes, and do them.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That means the law y'all despise, we're going to be doing.
Yes.
And that David y'all talking about, well, you'll see your translation, that's Yahshua.
Yes, right.
The Messiah.
Yes,
like I said, it's the book of Hazum, and I saw one.
That's right.
What?
Man, I can't wait.
Yes. What?
It's one thing to worship him, man, but to be able to see him. Now, I can worship him without seeing him, but man, especially when you know what he's done.
Yes.
That's why when people say, when they're going to say he's worthy, ain't going to be no questions.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be no doubt, no question. Ain't going to be no question. Ain't going to be no question at all. And everybody going to realize you deserve your faith. You deserve your faith. They're all going to realize it. You deserve your faith. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Millennium, I say that in honor to you tonight. Millennium, she know them old church hymns, man. Them church hymns, that's when they have some emotion and feeling and soul involved in it. You know what I mean? Deacon Samuel types in, dying testimonies of the saved and unsaved. That stuff is so real. They got a book out there like that, man. I'm telling you. Can you imagine? And I'm done on this. Can you imagine? You got this one life. So you can choose. I'm going to say it again. You can choose. I'm going to say it one more time. I said you can choose to humiliate, humble. I'm going to say it again. Humiliate, humble. One more time. Humiliate and humble yourself.
Jesus.
I already done humiliate myself. I humiliate my, I literally humiliated myself in front of a whole damn army. They thought I was some damn crackpot and coop, man. You get it? And humble yourself right now. And do Yah's will as his servant.
Yes, sir.
Servant.
Yes.
You can literally serve him where you are. And hear the words, enter.
Yes.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy kingdom. Or you can hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. You choose. Sorry, I ain't got too much pride left. I ain't got none of it. All my boast is in him. Every bit of it is. And it's amazing, man, as you get older, you realize you are a hell of a lot closer to the grave than you were when you were younger. You take life a hell of a lot more serious. Is that right, Teach? That you take life a hell of a lot more serious than when you did when you were young. Because of the deception of you. You know how many people have been deceived on you thinking that, oh, I got time. G-Money thought he had time, too. No, I mean, hey, you know, I like G-Money. G-Money gone. G-Money thought he had time. He ain't got time now. You gonna sit up and be hard in front of a bunch of damn flesh. G-Money been pushing up daisies for a long time. And today he ain't got time for that. With that said, Israel, y'all got anything? Y'all been fed? Y'all full?
Yes, sir.
Natural and spiritual?
Yes, sir.
All right, with that said, we bless y'all, the sweet presence of the strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. See y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will. I think it is His Father's will. Y'all pray for us, our strength in the Most High, Yah, the King. He is coming. Glory to the King. Hey, 10 mics, this is May 2.9. Minutes early, man. That was a good broadcast. I mean, all of them good broadcasts, but it's really good. That means I get to bed a little bit earlier. Man, I'll tell you what, man. I woke up the other morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the next night I went to bed. Man, I was in bed by 7. I guarantee it was 7:05, man. I didn't wake up again until it was like 6:10.
Wow.
Now, I woke up in the middle of the night to go pee, which pisses me off. But I know the reason why I do it, because I drink so much damn water. You know what I mean? That the body just go, hey, you want to get up. You do that, just piss in the bed. So I just get up and go pee. You know what I mean? So now I try to make sure, all right, let me try to make sure I finish my thing drinking the water by 6, you know what I mean? Before we, sometimes you sleeping good. I don't believe that damn myth. You can sleep 7-8 hours in a night. Man, y'all damn mind how? Come on, T's, go ahead and turn it off, man. How the hell you can do that, man, if you drink your water? You know what I mean?
No.
Ain't no way.
Two or three times.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then I look at all my Easters, and they sleeping sound. I'm like, you ain't got to piss one damn time. What the hell y'all got going on?